morning.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
Hello, welcome us. What is going on? The podcast has been here for a long time and it's only getting better.
I'm very excited for this week now.
Go on.
Just in general on the show.
Yeah.
You'll find out on this morning's show, but we have to do a vibe check. We wanted to kind of see...
Don't give too much now. Show the ankle, not the leg.
We want to hold an event because we weren't invited to an event, so we want to hold our own.
And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting the response and vibes. I didn't think many people were going to vibe with us, but my God.
Oh.
I'm going to say an entire nation did this morning.
So, and so, do you know what's also nice?
Go on.
That we can just do that all week.
It's great, isn't it?
We don't have to come up with a lot of things to talk about. We can just do this. It's brilliant.
But we're genuinely excited for it.
Yeah.
It's hard to know how it's going to turn out. You never know with these things. You have somewhat of a dream, but very much you have to go along with it.
Well, see, the thing is, Pooja Callum is off.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of organise it ourselves.
He's having a great time over in the UK. He's very active on social media.
He's always off, isn't he?
Isn't he? I actually think
he is always off, and he says he isn't. Yeah, I said he is.
I said to him last week, no longer can he look at us when we request a holiday day.
Yeah.
No longer can he say, oh, because he's off quite a lot.
Yeah, and he'll say he isn't, but I think... Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged.
Fair play to them. They really love shifting in public.
And you know what? Fair play to
them. Yeah. I wouldn't have the confidence to do it in public. Would you be the same, Graham? PDA? Hard to do.
Depends if you have a bit of liquor in you.
Yeah. I've always said something I'd love to do with Becca, okay?
Yeah.
When the nightclub's open.
Yeah.
Who knows when. Myself and Becca, okay? We pretend like we don't know each other. So I send a message to Becca and I say, meet me in Coppers.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. Let's pretend we're single people.
That's a good idea.
Okay?
And then get with other people.
No, it's more so you're waiting for
Becca
to come.
Becca gets mixed up.
Well, that would be awkward, certainly. But I'm sat at the bar and Becca arrives.
There's no seats at the bar.
Okay, I stand at the bar and I send a drink over to her.
And
I look over and I'm wearing a cowboy hat and I tip the cap. And then just one thing leads to another.
And then you're shifting.
And I watch her shift someone.
Oh, God. I tell you, we're tired today.
I feel dreadful.
Well, you have to make a phone call
now. A very aggressive phone call.
The insurance company.
Another thing I didn't tell you.
They didn't send them a letter.
My laptop isn't working, so I'm going up to Pavel to see if he can fix it.
What?
My laptop, you click into it, you get it going, and the HP icon appears, and then it's just a blank screen, and nothing is going on. But I can hear that it's working, and I've tried turn it on and off.
The last time you did this...
I know, I left it with someone for 4 days, and nothing happened, and I got it back, and then had to go to an actual...
are you sure?
Going to go to Pavel.
Okay.
He's a sworn ally of ours.
He's an ally. Mostly, he's a more ally of you. He's definitely prefers
what
you
I'm
to me.
Gonna do is
he's an engineer in here, by the
way. I'm not gonna leave it with them. I'm gonna say, do it in front of me now. I think that's a better thing.
They have four radio
they
stations
do,
to run.
But I'm just gonna say, man, please give me half an hour of your time.
Half an hour. It's a lot. It's a lot. Right, here we go. Would you like to hear the podcast? Yeah, you would. Here we go.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Okay, here we go. We're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Morning.
Live across Dublin. This is the only way to start your day.
This is Ed Sheeran
on Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm hanging out with Graham and Nathan.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What's up, y'all? It's Ariana Grande waking you up on Fully Charged.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's Stormzy here, and I am Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What? Wake up!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Is on.
Good morning. It is 7:02, and Nathan, nightmare last night.
Go on.
Nightmare. You know, it's my much talked about tiny bladder.
Yeah.
You know, I wake up in the middle of the night to go for a toilet once, sometimes twice. Well, last night was twice. I woke up at 10:30,
where most people were still awake, I was waking up to go to the toilet. And then I woke up at 3:30. Now, the issue is, I live with a housemate who works nights. So he comes home and showers around that time. I really needed to go to the toilet. And I was holding it in because I was waiting for him to finish in the shower. Then I realised he's not finishing in the shower anytime soon. So I had to go downstairs to go to the toilet. I had to turn on the light because, as you know, I like to go into the toilet like I'm a just newborn mole where I'm blind and I feel my way to the toilet and no lights get turned on. I went down there, went to the toilet, came back to bed. Sure couldn't sleep for the rest.
Wide awake.
I couldn't sleep.
Wide awake.
Couldn't sleep. It was a disaster.
Did you leave a passive note outside the shower?
Look, it's not his fault. It's not
his fault.
It's not his fault. He works nights. It's not his fault.
It's the bladder's fault.
It's my blooming bladder.
So are you exhausted over there?
No,
okay?
No. I'm ready to deliver.
You look terrible.
An award-winning show this morning. Don't you worry.
You know, it's great to see you, brother. It feels like it's been a long time.
Seems like just a few hours ago since I saw you.
We spent the weekend together.
Yes,
very
we did.
Intimate trip. Yes. Relaxing. Went to La Hinch.
Yeah.
And you know, I think we had made plans for it to be a wild weekend.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was only when I was home and my sweet girlfriend Becca said, "What did you do?"
Yeah.
I realised, did we do that much?
Well, let's take a few minutes because I might need to go to the toilet again. And let's try and actually figure out what did we actually do in 2 days in La Hinch. Because as you said, not that much. We have to really try and figure out what actually happened in the last 48 hours.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
This is a nice segue. We just listened to the weekend there. Graham and I had a rather odd weekend. We went away to La Hinch. It was an intimate trip, romantic. You and I, few of the lads, gonna paint the town red, Graham. And it was only when I returned yesterday and you returned, we realised we actually didn't do a whole lot. And even during that weekend song, I tried to make a list as to what we did. So I suppose we drove down on Friday, but it's a long enough drive. Yeah. So it was pitch darkness when we arrived to La Hinch. Lovely place, by the way. I'm going to fast forward to Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We decided to go for a swim. And this was going to be a challenge for you, Graham,
yes,
as it's well known on the show, you want to appear in RT's Ultimate Hell Week.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I was pretending to be one of the officers.
DS.
I was screaming in your face.
Yes, DS.
You were wearing tiny togs, and I got you to do a few press-ups on the beach before entering the water.
And I was doing the whole crab crawl as well. And then I kind of got a bit bored and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. And then you shouted at me and then I realised, do I actually want to be on the show?
Yeah.
Do I want a week of this? I can't really take 30 seconds of people shouting at me, telling me to do things on a beach and then jump into a water.
We did notice when we were in the water, it was extremely cold and we wanted you to hold your breath underwater for as long as you could. I counted 3 seconds.
I wasn't three. It was about 1.5. Because I went under and it was so cold. And I just couldn't concentrate. I was like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this at all.
So then we left the beach, awfully sandy feet, had a shower back in the house. And then we decided, come on, there must be something we can do.
Well, we wanted to do pitch and putt, but the four of us decided it was too cold for that.
Yeah, you came across a website, 15 things to do on La Hinch. And a lot of them was just go to the pub.
Yeah, look, go to this pub, go to that pub. We're like, no, it's too early.
It's way too early.
We want to do something.
So we heard about these caves. Now, were the caves in Doolin?
So we was like, we could go to the Alleywee Caves, very famous caves. And I'm like, that's a bit far away. So we went to the Ugly Brother, the Doolin Caves.
Yeah.
So we parked up. Sean, who brought us down there to his house, says, are you sure you want to go in here? I go, absolutely, let's go see the caves. Went in, saw it was €17 to do a cave.
Very
I go,
expensive.
Nope, we don't want to do it that much, to be honest. So we just travelled around the gift shop. Me and Peter Collins of Spin Hits found a book like Where's Wally, but it was Where's Larry the Leprechaun. And we just found Larry the Leprechaun for 5 minutes.
You were very good at it.
Yeah, we got good at it. We found out that Larry was on the same page and same place every scene that Larry was in.
We then made a friend. We befriended a donkey
yes.
that was covered in dirt. It was like I had a wild night rolling around on the grass.
Yeah, we walked around Doolin Pier, but I was on my phone because I was watching the Liverpool-Watford game with my now sports membership.
But you couldn't really get signal where we were walking.
Yeah, so I kept on swearing at my phone because Liverpool were scoring loads of goals and I couldn't see it because they had no coverage.
Then we went and we watched Man United play Leicester and I was awfully depressed afterwards as they lost.
Then we were hungry.
We were starving. Very hungry. My God. So I ended up ordering an obscene amount of food, a steak sandwich with a side of chips, a side of onion rings, and I ate a slice of Sean's pizza. And then out of nowhere, this song started to play and everyone sang along with it. I didn't know the words to it.
Oh, the summer time is coming.
Honestly.
And there's dreams.
You knew the words.
The whole establishment. Sing it loud and proud. Nathan's sitting there.
And the wild mountain time.
I thought it was Westlife's new song.
How do you not know? You know that, will you go lassie go? How have you never heard?
Who am I supposed to know this song?
Whole pub singing it.
Andy Riley, would you sing it out?
Whole place, Nathan sitting there.
Will you go lassie go?
And I was like, how do you not know?
You were embarrassed. You were
I was embarrassed, the whole place was singing and you were sitting there looking around.
I was munching into my steak sandwich.
And then you went to the toilet and then Sean was like, geez, Sean, Nathan's been gone for a long time. And I go, well, I need to go. I'll go and have a look at him. Walked in. Well, the face on you.
Yeah.
I say, everything okay? Yeah, sound. I walk straight out. You were done for the night
then.
Yeah,
I wasn't in a good place.
You were done for the night.
Yeah.
You had eaten far too much.
But I tell you, the trip looking back, as we went through it there, not a lot happened.
Not a lot happened.
But I felt terrible about myself. The fact that I don't know this song.
We need to update you on old Irish classical songs, especially about Lassie.
Maybe we need to put this on the spin playlist.
Yeah, we'll get on to Nick Kay afterwards and Gavin on music. We'll get them to sort it out. That was our weekend. Maybe you had a wonderfully boring weekend as well. And if you did, you could be in line to win €100. Details in five.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Hey!
You're on spin.
Cadbury Snack. Wonderfully ordinary.
Yeah, Cadbury Snack is the most wonderfully ordinary chocolate biscuit. So we're celebrating everything in life that's wonderfully ordinary too by giving away €100 this morning.
All you have to do is send us a WhatsApp voice note with your wonderfully ordinary news. So something that happened to you over the weekend that can be so boring you put us to sleep, but it doesn't matter because then you will be able to win €100 because of it. Actually, if you actually put us to sleep, that means you are a winner in this sense. Nathan and I talked a few minutes ago about our weekend in Lahinch where we went down with our friends Sean and Peter. And, you know, we actually figured out we actually didn't do that much.
No, it was quite a boring weekend. I love the way we're never changing the example on this sheet of paper. It's always saying, maybe you could have washed your dog or went on a nice walk.
Did you wash the dog over the weekend?
I did not wash the dog. How about you, sir?
I didn't wash the... I walked the dog.
You walked it?
I walked the dog, didn't wash the dog.
I see.
Let us know what your wonderfully ordinary news is on a WhatsApp voice note to 087-711-1038. And if we pick you out, €100 is yours. It's all thanks to Cadbury Snack, a delicious combination of Cadbury chocolate and shortcake. Okay. Good morning, Ilona.
Good morning, Graham and Nathan. Good morning to you too. Happy Monday.
You're full of beans. Tell us about your wonderfully ordinary weekend. What did you get up to?
Oh, yeah, full of beans. So my boyfriend and I bought a house during the lockdown, but we have been trying to fill it, and it's been tough going. So for the last 5 months, we have been sitting on bean bags. So our couch arrived this weekend. So our weekend was spent laying out on this couch.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's a great story.
Paint a picture now. What type of couch is it? What colour is it? What material is it?
Actually a wine L-shaped velvet couch.
Oh my lord, that sounds stunning.
Sounds like Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion.
Of course, you're wearing the bunny rabbit ears.
Graham, I won't be able to unsee that now.
Sorry about that.
Ilona, when you were on the couch, were you tempted to go back onto the beanbag? Did you actually think, do you know, the beanbag was a bit of fun?
Do you know, it was great to do, yeah, for 5 months, but no, definitely not tempted to go back. I think once we've the couch now, we're not going back.
Well, Ilona, congratulations. You've just won 100 euro.
Yeah.
All thanks to Cadbury Snack, a delicious combination of Cadbury chocolate and shortcake, Ilona.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness, I'm thrilled.
No problem at all. Bye.
Have a great one. Bye.
See you, Lona. Bye.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Deputy. Yes. What's going on, Deputy?
Not much now. How was your weekend?
Oh, very good. Thanks for asking, Deputy. I suppose I should explain this segment very quickly. We might have a first-time listener. One can only hope, eh?
One can only hope. Imagine if we have one listener.
Imagine.
And they just tuned in now. This is it. Sell the show, Nathan.
Well, welcome. The Showbiz Shootout is when Graham and I each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the Big Bad Sheriff, normally he decides which one is better, but the sheriff has left the saloon. And I can tell you, there's a man filling his space. It's only the deputy.
Good morning.
Deputy.
Second time I've introduced good morning.
I am going to begin, if that's okay. We are going very nostalgic this morning. Do you remember this banger from 2002?
We are the cheeky girls. We are the
Come on,
cheeky
Deputy,
girls.
Dance.
You are the cheeky boys.
You are the cheeky boys.
Cheeky deputy.
Oh, he is so cheeky.
Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
Look how cheeky he is.
You are the cheeky boys.
That is a song from the pop duo The Cheeky Girls. Now, they were huge in 2002 when they appeared on Pop Stars The Rivals. You okay over there?
I swallowed my coffee wrong.
Show me a bit of decorum, would you?
Sorry, you went down the wrong way.
Now, I can tell you, just to refresh your memory, their mother wrote that song in under half an hour. It ended up selling 1.2 million copies worldwide. And you're probably wondering right now, whatever happened to
the cheeky girls?
What are they doing? Is that what you're asking, Deputy?
I'm actually asking how it took half an hour to write one lyric over and over and over
again. Do you remember this verse as well? Come on, there was more to the song. Life.
Touch my bum, this is life. That their mother wrote that song.
Very deep lyrics. Well, one half of the cheeky girls, Gabriella, she's turned her back on fame and is now selling second-hand cars in York. She says, I love selling cars. If I sell a good one, it feels like I've won the lottery. And her plan in the future is to open up her own showroom. Imagine if you bought a car.
The cheeky girl.
Of the cheeky girl.
Do you like that story, Deputy?
There's so much going on there.
Deputy, have you watched Squid Game?
I haven't. It's on my list.
Oh, no.
There's only one winner this morning, then. Right, Squid Game, that show is the most popular show that has been on Netflix so far. It's about a group of people who are really financially in trouble, but they go play these children's games for money, but when they get eliminated, they're killed.
There's so much violence. It's a fantastic show.
It's South Korean. But Squid Game hasn't been confirmed for season 2 just yet. However, series creator Hwang Dong-hook has already said he's thinking about it in an interview to The Hollywood Reporter. He said, now, no spoilers here, don't worry. I've edited this so there's no spoilers. There are some other stories in this series that have not been addressed. For example, the story of the police officer and his brother.
Yeah.
We know about that. Won't do anything else on that one. I could also go into the story of the recruiter in the suit who plays the game of Jackie with Ji-hun, who gives him the card in the first episode. The fella who meets Ji-hun in the subway station.
I keep slapping him in the face.
Poor old deputy hasn't a clue what's going on over there.
No, I've a fair grasp of it. But surely if there's a season two, it's either going to be you play the games again, which gets boring.
No, because if you watch
it, or you move on to something else.
Hey, don't interrupt the deputy when he's
talking. Or you move
on
to something else, which goes against the premise of the whole show.
But if you watch it, you'll understand why it would be interesting to find out about the policeman and his brother. There's a story there that I won't go into. Now, on Saturday Night Live, Rami Malek was the guest host, and him and Pete Davidson did a song about Squid Game.
Amazing.
This is the main reason I wanted to play it. I forwarded it on to you yesterday, Nathan.
It's brilliant.
I've listened to so many times. They took a country twist on Squid Game. You probably won't get any of the references over there, Deputy, but hey, it sounds good.
Weird guards, pink guards, locked us in a big room. They got symbols on their faces like the ones on PlayStations, and the main guy looks like Dr. Doom. Bunk beds,
new friends, piggy bank up in the sky.
There's a robot girl who caught me running, better duck behind the nearest guy.
Wait, what?
Yes, I gotta play the squid game.
Squid game.
My only option is the squid game.
It's about two broke cowboys with no money.
It's a brilliant song.
Check it out. Pete Davidson with Rami Malek as guest host. So good.
So is your story just basically about SNL?
I wanted to play that clip so badly, so I tried to add a bit of flesh around a story from a few days ago.
What do you think, deputy?
Well, I did actually give this an open mind, even though I haven't seen Squid Game, but Nathan gets the win.
Yeah!
Thank you, deputy. Back tomorrow.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
You are finding us in good form this morning. Graham is loving swigging his cup of joe. We have the sheet of questions in front of us. I think we are ready to play Gotta Get It Wrong.
And all you have to do is get the questions wrong in the 1 minute quiz. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a massive Just Eat voucher and the Gotta Get It Wrong board game, of course. Playing this morning is Dean. Dean, get up to much over the weekend?
No, I was working. I was working on over the weekend, so I just had to relax on Sunday. I had overtime all.
My God.
All weekend, Saturday, so.
Been working like a dog, Dean. Did you hear that? Graham and I spent a very romantic weekend away together in La Hinch.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
You'd love it. Are you into surfing, Dean? You sound like a bit of a surfer
dude. I actually am, yeah. I love the sea, so I love a bit of surfing.
Do you know, Dean, when we were on the sandy beach, we looked over and there was a group of people learning how to surf. And I have to say to you, it looked incredibly boring because they were just lying on the board while there was one man just standing there talking them through what to do when a wave arrives. Have you ever attended some sort of weird class like that?
No, I haven't, but I've seen that myself, and he just has them on the sand, waving in the air.
Dean, I'd say you don't need that.
You
straight into the sea.
Top off.
Straight into the sea.
Yeah.
Well, Dean, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules this morning. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one.
Go on, my son.
Okay. Dean, big one. Monday, let's set the score. Let's go nice and high. 1 minute on the clock.
What was the score in the Watford-Liverpool match?
10-0.
What noise does a camel make?
Meow.
How many members were in the boy band Blue?
7.
How do you open the door if it says push on it?
Pull it.
What is Leo Varadkar's job?
The president.
Do your best impression of Pat Kenny.
Hello.
Name a Quentin Tarantino film.
Baby Dog.
What is Christopher Nolan's job?
Actor.
What nationality is Robert Pattinson?
Canadian.
What's 67 minus 9?
2.
13 plus 22 is 43. True or false?
True.
Name a singer that wore a dress made out of meat.
Britney Spears.
What film was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper in together?
Showgirls.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey! Tomato.
What is Pikachu a type of?
Animal.
Okay, strong answer at the end there, Dean.
Robert Pattinson, English?
Yeah, English.
English, okay.
English.
Just double checking.
Going to be the new Batman. Now, can I ask you, Dean, do you want to dedicate this morning's performance to someone?
I will. I'll dedicate it to my girl because she looked after me. I'm only back from having COVID, so I'll go with that.
Oh, that's lovely. Good.
And you're feeling all good now, Dean?
Yeah, feeling all good now.
Okay, that's
fair
good.
Fair play to you, Dean. Well, look, I think you'll be happy with this score because it's very solid. And I can tell you, you're going on top of the leaderboard. You, my friend, got 14.
Good score to start the week. It has won in previous weeks.
Go on, son.
And if nobody gets over 14, nobody gets 15 or more, you will win a Just Eat voucher and the Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Thank you very much. A pleasure chatting to you this morning, Dean. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. All the best. Bye-bye.
See you, Dean.
So the score has been set. If you think you can beat it, then give us a WhatsApp right now. Register by WhatsApping us the word wrong to 087-711-1038. Tell us who you are and where you're from as well, and you could be playing.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Now, I'm not 100% sure if this is the official music of medieval times.
Well, it's very nice. It's fair to say morale is quite low in the camp.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Now, last week, to paint a picture for you, Graham and I, we were standing in the office. Some guy came up to us and said, "Oh, did you go to the premiere of The Last Duel last night?" You know, The Last Duel was the film that Matt Damon ended up filming when he was stuck in Ireland, in Dalkey. I looked at you.
I said, premiere?
Premiere?
I didn't even know it was in the cinemas.
Yeah?
There was very little talk about it. And I was like, surely you got it wrong. Maybe they're talking about James Bond.
No, we didn't get invited to James Bond.
We didn't get invited. We're the only people in the Irish media not to be at James Bond. But we'll forget about that for the time being. I was like, no, because we were the ones who interviewed him.
Yeah.
And not to be like big for our boots or anything, but surely if there was a premiere, an invite would have been sent out to us.
Oh,
we get
nice.
We get invited to Leslie. Like.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if we would have gone,
now,
as
that's
we're
the
quite
thing.
Boring
yeah.
people.
It would have been nice with the invite, though.
But we love Matt Damon, and we were really looking forward to the film. So it was quite embarrassing to say, no, Graham and I, we were not contacted. We did not go. And we saw, actually, some Instagram stories of other people in the media attending.
I was like,
how?
I'm not expecting to get invited to things.
It would have been nice.
As Nathan says, we probably don't deserve to be invited to things because we don't go to things.
No.
But this would have been nice to have gone to, considering we did interview him.
So we were away this weekend, Graham,
yeah.
yourself and I, to Lahinch. And we did start brainstorming on the journey back, going,
We were questioning ourselves. We were doubting our personalities.
We do that a lot.
James Bond, 2 weeks ago, didn't get invited to that. Like, we'll take that one. We're not cool enough to be at that. But The Last Duel, come on, that's not a cool movie, is it?
Yeah.
Is it cool?
I don't know.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Jodie Comer, Adam Driver, shot in Ireland. And we're like, okay, what can we do here? And we said, how about we hold our own premiere of The Last Duel a week or two after it was actually premiered, and we do it for the average Joe.
Yeah, you know, it's very much like, you know, when you'd be in school and there'd be a big party. The cool kids would be throwing a big party.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't invite the likes of you and I, Graham.
Yes.
So then we have to put our heads together and think, maybe we might throw our own party because we can be invited to that if we're running it.
Yeah.
So yeah, a premiere.
Well,
why can't we do a premiere of The Last Duel, even though it is a few weeks late?
And maybe we might get in trouble calling it the premiere from the actual big companies that run it, the film companies. So maybe we call it Not the Premiere.
Not the Premiere.
This is definitely not the premiere, but we will act like it is, and we'll get dressed up, and we could invite Fully Charged listeners to go. We could maybe try and have a few weird things happen to kind of make it a real Fully Charged experience.
Like an experience, yeah, I like it.
We want to make this not the premiere of The Last Duel, but make it an experience. We could get on to our friends at the IMC if they could help us out with the Savoy in town.
That'd be amazing.
I remember they hold premieres before. Hangover 2 was premiered there.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber 5 or 6 or 7 was there as well. There could be something in this. Now, there's an issue.
Producer Callum
yes.
is off right now.
For the week.
He's on his holidays for a week, so it's very much left to myself and Graham to kind of do this.
And we don't want to put a lot of effort into something if nobody's interested.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of do a bit of a straw poll this morning. Not really a straw poll, just more of a check is there any interest there. If you're listening this morning and you're thinking, do you know what? I'd love to go to not the premiere of The Last Duel, the medieval film with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck shot here in Ireland. I'd love to go there. I'd love to get dolled up. I'd love to see the movie for free. And who knows what we have planned for the night as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if you would have interest, we just need to get a vibe. It's a vibe check. That's what we're doing.
Vibe check
right
now.
Write that down. Vibe check.
I like that. So the vibe check, what do we want you listening to do?
I'm vibing
okay.
this.
Okay, send us in a message right now. The number is 087-711-1038 with just the words, I'm vibing.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of count how many people are interested
yeah.
and we can find out if we should do this.
And by saying you're vibing, it doesn't mean you have to go. We will then sort out tickets and stuff later
yeah.
on in the week. But yeah, messages. 087-711-1038. Are you vibing?
Oh, we got a message.
Boom.
Well, we've gotten... We've gotten three messages so far.
Okay, perfect. So we got three people who are
four,
vibing. Okay,
five, okay. Six. Oh, this is amazing,
okay,
Graham.
We're vibing, we're vibing. Get your messages in. We need to know, is it worth our while organising? Because
someone just said, I'm vining.
Oh!
We'll accept that.
If you're vibing or vining, let us know. Jade messaged us.
Morning, guys. I think not the premiere would be actually even better than going to the premiere. Definitely think it'd be a great idea, so send us some tickets if you're doing it.
Okay, that's good.
That's good to hear.
Jade is vibing. Is Rob vibing?
Vibing and vining, lads. Would love to go to it. Happy Monday.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of messages in. I'm vining rather than saying I'm vibing. I'm assuming maybe predictive text is letting people down.
We'll take a vine as well. Joanna, are you vibing?
I'm vibing and I'm vibing.
Oh, happy days, Joanne. So you'd be excited to go to this not official premiere?
I would love to go to the not premiere. Okay. Would love it. Not the actual premiere.
Okay, well, this is good. Well, this is all. Oh, it's going to be so much better than the actual premiere.
This is going to be great.
No, don't, who cares about the actual premiere? Now, we don't really know what we're going to do. This is just me and Nathan on the radio talking. What could we do on the night, do you reckon, Joanne, that we could make it even better than the actual premiere?
Okay, maybe we could have medieval guys walking around with that, like, shield.
Yeah.
Armor thing.
Write that down, Graham.
I'm writing it all down.
Medieval stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything maybe else?
Yeah, jelly bags with like skulls and stuff in it.
With scones?
Skull. Like a skull. Like a
Halloween
skull.
Well, scones and
human skull.
We'll go skulls and scones.
Okay, scones and skulls.
Okay, perfect.
Anything else?
Okay, this is good.
I'll have to think about the rest. What else could we do? Maybe we could do a dress code.
Dress code?
Everyone has to wear a certain type of dress code.
Okay. Do you work in marketing?
Yeah, you're very good.
Great. It's fantastic. Well, look, it's good to know that you're vibing. It's good to know that there's excitement around this. And it's good to know that Nathan and I won't be wasting our time this week if we actually go and try and organise an event without producer Callum, which will be the first event that we'll be trying to organise by ourselves.
Listen, I'll be there anyway with bells on and with my armour if I can find one.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Joanne. We are loving the enthusiasm.
Such good vibe. Vibe check definitely with you. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks, Graham and Nathan. Bye.
Okay, so this is exciting now. I'm actually getting
Graham,
for this.
I'm honestly looking at the WhatsApp here. We're getting a lot of messages in. I am vibing.
Okay, so next step. We have to, I suppose, contact, and when I say we, I'll have to contact...
Thank you, Graham.
IMC. Can we have the use of the Savoy? Because they're good friends of ours.
Oh,
we
love
the IMC.
I love
Big
them.
Big fans of the IMC.
So you will contact them. I might doodle a picture of Matt Damon or some... I don't know.
Okay, yeah, so we've enough interest. We're going to move on to phase two after the show, and then tomorrow we might do tickets or stuff.
Yeah.
Will you look after the tickets?
No. As I don't know how to do that.
I'll look after the tickets.
How do you make a ticket?
I'll look after the tickets. I'll ring the cinema. I'll see, can we get performers?
That's great. I'm vibing for this. I am vibing.
The vibe check is off the scale this morning.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. So we found out, Graham and I, that we weren't invited to Matt Damon's brand new film, The Last Duel. There was a premiere last week.
That's so sad.
Film was shot when Matt Damon, friend of the show, was stuck in Ireland. So we decided, you know, if we weren't invited to this premiere, how about we throw Not the Premiere, where we can also invite you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's for the average Joe.
This is the premiere / Not the Premiere for the average Joe. We're doing a vibe check, medieval theme. What should we do? Laura's been in contact.
Lads, I'm definitely vibing. A little bit both. However, I do think if you did like little activities outside so that the guests can kind of get the medieval feel, you could do like a jousting competition.
Oh.
Obviously not with anything that would hurt anybody, but you know, between, you know, people that you hire, so professionals, kind of keep it within that type of team. Just a little idea.
I love the idea of people jousting outside the Savoy on O'Connell Street.
You forget to actually go and watch the film. We're just spending hours jousting outside.
James also been in contact.
Lads, you know what? I think Not the Premier would be a great idea, and it would be a great first day for me to bring someone to a Not a Premier. if I could.
What better way to impress somebody than going, you're coming to the not the Premier?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming. Okay, we're vibing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm vibing.
We need to take a little break. We'll have a meeting after the show, and tomorrow we're coming hard. We're going to organise this. It's going to be big.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
This is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Yes, yeah, something very exciting is happening on the show this Friday. Someone is going to be winning $5,000 in cash, plus get to drive the Mini range of cars for an entire year.
Mini are celebrating the launch of their 2-to-1 cars with lots of exciting offers available. If you want to be in with the chance to win this, head to spin1038.com/mini. Fill out the form. You got to be free to join us in the live final this Friday in Liffey Valley.
Woo-hoo.
But we have loads of people already entered, and we got to whittle them down. We need 4 finalists for Friday, and this morning we are joined by 2 people who've already entered. Stephen is joining us now. Stephen, how are you?
Very good.
Stephen, how is the confidence levels this morning?
Yeah, they're quite good. Yeah, for a Monday.
And Noel, how are you feeling this morning?
Oh yeah, for a Monday morning, I'm great.
Oh, Noel, how badly do you want to win this prize?
Oh, so badly. I'm obsessed with minis.
Okay, so you'd be the perfect winner in your eyes, you reckon?
I definitely do.
Well, you are one step away from joining us in our final in Liffey Valley on Friday morning. But to get there, one of you has to be eliminated. And we're going to do that by playing a game of quick draw. Nathan is going to give you a topic and then a letter. The first person to shout out an answer correctly will get a point. If you shout it incorrectly, if you get a wrong answer, if you mess it up, the other person will get a point. It's best of 3, so first to 2. You all good with the rules, Stephen, Noel?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, best of luck, guys. Here is your first topic. A fruit beginning with the letter P.
Plum.
Noel got in with plum. 1-0 to Noel. Noel, if you get the next one, you win and go through to our final. Stephen, you need this to stay in it.
Okay, guys, your second topic. A country beginning with the letter A.
Algeria.
Stephen gets it. It is going to the final one.
I'm sweating like a pig here. Okay, last topic. Best of luck, guys. A sport beginning with the letter G.
Gillet.
Stephen gets it with G. Congratulations, Stephen. You go through to the final. Noel, thank you very much for taking our
call. Noel.
Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Stephen, we will see you Friday morning in Liffey Valley. You are one step closer to winning €5,000 and the use of the Mini range for an entire year.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're a focus man, Stephen. You're going to be seeing what myself and Graham look like in person. Brace yourself, buddy, because it's not a pretty sight.
See you, Stephen. Bye.
Cheers, bud. Bye.
And if you want to join us or be with the chance to join us, spin1038.com/mini is where you can register. And that's all thanks to Mini. Put the joy into driving with the new Mini Electric.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
It is 9:08. I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And I'm excited for today. I've been waiting for this day for, I would say, years at this stage, because Succession Season 3 is out now, and our boss Michael is a massive fan of Succession.
Will you sell Succession to me, because I haven't seen it yet. You've said it before.
It's top tier.
Thought it's brilliant.
It's top tier.
Sell it to me, because I'm actually on the lookout for a new show.
Well, I want to tell you what Michael, our boss, tweeted. He says, episode 1 of the new Succession season did not disappoint. Why do you have to wait another week for episode 2? So you can catch it on your Now Entertainment membership. It follows the dysfunctional Roy family, and they're battling for control and power of their father's company. He's a media mogul.
Oh, a bit like myself.
A bit like you, yes. It's like your kids are trying to fight for all your wealth, Nathan.
Oh.
You can catch the latest season, season 3 and 1 and 2 actually, of Succession on Now Entertainment membership. And you can stream the first 2 seasons with your free 7-day trial.
This is a hell of a prize. I honestly had to read this twice to make sure what I was saying is legit. Every day this week, we are giving away a 3-month Now Entertainment membership. But then, All our daily winners are going into the draw for Friday's prize, which is, listen to this, overnight accommodation for two people at the five-star Marker Hotel with breakfast. You also get to use the spa. You have a €200 voucher for dinner at Fade Street Social, and just like €100, you know, travel allowance as well. So this is an incredible prize. If you're looking at your partner right now and you're thinking, we need to get away, we have to have some sort of romantic trip together, this is ideal for you.
Yeah, we want you to live like you're a member of the Roy family. Live in absolute bliss. But how do you win? Well, you got to give us a WhatsApp with stories about your dysfunctional family, because the Roy, if you watch Succession, you know they are a dysfunctional family. So 087-711-1038. Tell us a funny story from your family. Maybe you've got a brother or sister who's always playing pranks on people. Maybe you have a really embarrassing story from your youth about your parents. We want to know your stories about your dysfunctional family. It can be funny. Well, we kind of want them to be funny.
Funny is always good.
Yeah, WhatsApp us on 087-711-1038. And you could be winning this incredible prize at the end of the week. And remember, our daily winner will win a three-month Now Entertainment membership where they can stream the three seasons of Succession, one and two in full. And of course, episode one is out now. Episode two of season three is out next week. Cannot wait to get home and watch Succession today. It's David Guetta, Mr. Jam, If You Really Love Me on Spin 103.8. Shauna, tell us about your dysfunctional family.
So my dad at any family party or function would always get up and start Irish dancing.
Oh, amazing. At what point in the party would he start doing this?
Oh, right from the get-go. Once the music's on, he's up.
And will he Irish dance to any song, or does he request river dance?
Oh, anything. He'd make it his own, definitely.
And is he quite selfish as he's dancing? Does he try and invite you up as well to join him?
Yeah, indeed. He gets everybody going.
Oh, that's nice.
And can I ask, was he an Irish dancer in the past, or is he just making it up as he goes along?
Definitely not. River dance wouldn't be as strong as points anyway.
Well, Shauna, your embarrassing Irish dancing dad has just made you today's winner. We're going to give you a three-month Now Entertainment membership, and you go in the draw to win the overnight stay at the five-star Marker Hotel, and also all the vouchers included as well. Use the spa. It's going to be brilliant. Thanks so much for listening to the show.
You're welcome. Thanks, Shauna.
See you, Shauna.
And more chances to win after nine, all thanks to Now, where you can stream the first two seasons of Succession with a Now membership.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
24K Golden and Mood.
In the mood for this?
Are we in the mood? Okay, here we
come
go.
Come on now.
It's 9:37,
you know,
on Fully Charged. Sing along, you know. Sorry. Everyone's favourite part of the week.
I feel like I spoke over you there.
It's okay, it's okay. Here we go.
I'm excited.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Catchphrase on the radio.
Yes.
Is that good?
I felt it this morning.
Is that
Thank
good?
You very much for that, Graham. Really looking forward to a game right now.
Catchphrase on the radio. Nathan versus a Fully Charged listener in a game of Catchphrase. Playing this morning is Alan. Would you like to have a game?
Sure, go on, yeah.
Alan, I'm vibing already. I can feel like you're a confident man, and I think that you are the proper man to come on and actually dethrone Nathan. He's been top of the pile for the last few weeks. He's having a great run in Catchphrase on the radio, but surely you're going to be the man to knock him off his perch.
Sure, we'll see, hopefully.
I have an image of Alan right now. Brown hair.
Yep.
Glasses.
No.
He has 7 tattoos, mainly around his hips, and he moves like Mick Jagger.
Any of them correct?
Not really.
What about the Mick Jagger part?
Definitely not the Mick Jagger part, no.
Well, let's get into it. Let's have a game of Catchphrase on the radio. Alan, Nathan, I'm going to give you two, three clues to a catchphrase. After each clue, you get a guess. First person to guess it correctly will win the week. And remember, Alan, I will never use any of the words in the catchphrase in the clues. All good?
All good.
You're going down, son. I'm your father.
Clue number one, here we go. Just shout it if you think you know, Alan.
Okay.
A couple are enjoying themselves having dinner in a restaurant.
Happy as a clam.
Alan?
No, can't think of it, no.
Oh,
okay.
This is tough.
Clue number two. A third person joins their table.
Third wheel.
So, just give me the clue again.
A third person joins their table.
Yeah, what was the previous one?
A couple are enjoying themselves having a dinner in a restaurant.
Two's Company, Three's a Crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
How did let me guess?
He's done it.
How did let me guess?
Nathan has been defeated.
Can we go to VAR?
Yes, VAR. No. And VAR update is means Alan.
This is an
has
absolute
done
joke.
It. Alan, congratulations.
I'm sorry.
Two's Company, Three's a Cloud.
No,
you, I knew you were a proper player the second I heard you. Proper player.
I'm sorry, you come here with your tattoos covering your hips and you think, you know, you're the real deal. And
don't be a sore loser.
I'm very disappointed.
Sad to see, isn't it?
Alan already took a guess. It was then my turn and Alan shouted again because he's a rude, rude man.
You got all the clues said again, all the rules out the window when you said
asking. This is disgraceful.
Alan, you have finally beaten Nathan. Congratulations, you're this week's winner. We're going to send you on a night out to the IMC Cinema. Thank you so much for playing, Alan. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
No nice shifting in the back row. Do you hear me, Alan?
Good luck.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Now, Graham, you kind of touched on this story last week, but I have a bit of extra news this morning.
Yes.
Gordon Ramsay, Marco Pierre White, two extremely famous chefs. Marco Pierre White used to be Gordon Ramsay's boss many, many years ago. He is infamous for making Gordon Ramsay cry. And Gordon Ramsay, he's a mean customer. He likes to swear a lot. Now, you actually brought the story that Gordon Ramsay, there's been such a long going feud between him and Marco Pierre White. I never actually realized the reason for it, but it was back in 2000, Gordon Ramsay was invited to Marco Pierre White's wedding, and Gordon Ramsay decided to bring a film crew with him, and Marco was very annoyed, I think swore at Gordon a lot, and then a feud happened. But only last week did Marco Pierre White put a picture on Instagram of him eating Gordon Ramsay's burger, and they were both kind of commenting underneath, and it was beautiful
It's good to see a feud rekindled, a bit of friendship.
Well, I can tell you, they actually began talking at the beginning of the pandemic. Gordon Ramsay reached out to Marco Pierre White. It's nice to see, during a tough situation, Gordon realized, do you know what? I've been fighting with this man with lovely long hair. I'm going to, what is it? The olive
extend
branch.
The olive branch.
The beautiful, glistening olive
it's
branch.
Like, is it Katy Perry and Taylor Swift?
You're damn right.
They extending olive branches.
Now, Gordon Ramsay and Marco Pierre White, they're actually going to be on a show together.
Oh, really?
This is the new news, okay? So Gordon Ramsay has a brand new cooking show. It's called Next Level Chef. And Marco has apparently agreed to be a mentor. Now, a source has told me it's a massively exciting project and the most unexpected but incredible partnership. Listen to what the show is about. It actually sounds great. Wannabe chefs will compete in a three-story penthouse with the kitchens becoming more basic as they progress. Isn't that a great idea? So you have these chefs that obviously want to be the next Gordon Ramsay and Marco Pierre White.
Yeah.
I think they begin in a fantastic kitchen cooking these elaborate recipes, but as the weeks go on, I don't know, maybe
they move
it's
up or down and then the kitchen changes.
Yeah, it's like a real basic oven.
You might just have a hob.
Yeah.
And a pot.
Here's a pot of water.
Here's a boiled egg.
What can you do with it? Makes me think of other feuds around the world. You have
the beef.
You said Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, but wouldn't it be great to see a cooking show with Taylor Swift and Kanye West? Of course, they had a big altercation when Kanye West interrupted her winning speech. I'm trying to think. I think Nicki Minaj and Cardi B don't like each other.
Do they not?
They
okay.
don't like each other. Also, obviously, Little Mix and Jesse Nelson.
Oh, that is such a heart-wrenching story.
It's sad to see,
how
isn't
Jesse
it?
Jesse Nelson and Little Mix now have just kind of unfollowed each other.
Have we touched on the reports that apparently Little Mix are splitting up? I don't want to spread fake news, but I read it last night.
Yeah. I read it this morning too, and I don't know if it's 100% true.
So I don't want to say it.
But there are reports that after their tour in spring, that they're going to go their separate ways. And some of them are going to go on solo careers. And Perry is looking to go into kind of a lifestyle. She wants to be the next Gwyneth Paltrow. She wants a skincare brand. I just realised what Gwyneth Paltrow released as well. If you know the candle scent that she released.
Know it.
I wonder, will she be going into that range as well? But yeah, I don't know what story with Little Mix is.
There's another feud as well, I forgot to say. Me and the Taxman.
Well, it's coming up to tax
me season. And the tax man.
In the next couple of weeks, you're going to be seeing if you're going to give the tax man your money or
there's
not.
There's a cooking show, me walloping the tax man with a pot.
I was going to say, with all your tax money that you refuse to give over.
There's not much of that.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.